Yisrael, guten Tag.
Gave myself room with the topic tonight. Common tzedakah shilas. So let's try and get to the first one. We'll see if there's a second one or not. Fair enough?
There's a second one first.
Yeah, we'll start with the first. The truth is, we all do it. But just to learn the sugya of why, and when you learn why, you learn out whether you always can. And that is the following. Chabad Chaim tells us, and that he's really the first one to put it down so nicely for us in his Hilchos Ma'aseh Ksafim, that you make an annual cheshbon of how much you need to give, and what happens if you find that you haven't given enough. Time to find someone who needs. Great thing to do. Maybe there'll be someone nearby who needs. And what happens if you find that you've given too much? So, worst things could happen, right? I've given more than I need to. Let's start that. And the truth is, yes, there is something called too much. You're in credit. And that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about... So I did mention that there is such thing as too much. More than a chomesh you shouldn't give. Unless we're talking about an osher muflug, the poskim give a heter for Talmud Torah. There are other circumstances in which maybe you can give more than a chomesh, but generally a chomesh is the end of the safety zone. But someone who finds it difficult to be giving that maisa and realizes that during a particular year, the Chafetz Chaim actually writes, kol pruta that he gave in his house goes into that cheshbon, he realizes he's ended up giving too much. So what's he do then? So everyone says he's in credit. What does that mean that he's in credit? Where does it come from? And is it true? I think that's a fair shaila. I think people end up doing it. But is it true? Let's listen to what the Chafetz Chaim himself says. Im yimtza shehoitzi al tzedakar yoyse mehamaisa. So he's not so happy with it. Yeshayim de yuchal lenakos zeh lebasoif mehamaisa shoshana shnia. Some say he's able to be menake it from the maisa of the next year. Ve'yesh, guess, machmirim bozeh. It's not so posh to the Chafetz Chaim.
Unless you wouldn't give it.
What'd you say?
Unless you wouldn't give it, otherwise.
You've given it already.
You wouldn't give it.
Too late.
Or not.
I wouldn't. But now next year I've got to give a full amount of maisa maybe.
I'll give you today for next year's cheshbon. Do you want it or not? Shall I wait till next year?
Right, okay. So we're talking about someone, so the way the Chafetz Chaim is talking about, at least to someone who's already, he's sitting at the end of the year and realized that he has given too much and wants to know, can he knock it off?
Yes.
Now what you're mentioning is something slightly easier, in which he follows on to say the following. Al-Kain, toy blasos kashe kosavnu lemalo, dehainu, sheyasne befeirush betchilas kabalosa is mitzvah maisa. He gives the following etza. He should, when he initially is mekabel on himself to give maisa, he should be mekabel sheyeh yuchal lose ismois litzdaka. He does a kol nidre for the rest of the year, mesiras moida, that what? That all the maisa that he's giving is al tanai, that he'll be able to be goyve lebasoif me maisa, mosai sheyizdamein, if there ends up being an amount in credit. So lying in there is pasha, as you're saying, that if the oni sitting on the other side of the table and you say clearly to him, listen, this isn't from this year's maisa, this is from next year's maisa, the Chafetz Chaim would definitely have had no problem with it. We're talking here about someone who realized at the end of the year didn't do that. Is there room for him to look back and say that was next year's? Where would it come from? And who says there is? Where the Chafetz Chaim is happy though with us, at least when it's clearly delineated in advance that it will be that way. Where does that come from at all? So there is a Mishnah in Gittin Daf Lamed. Hamalve Mo'os Es Ha'oni. He is a malve, it's a koyen, it's a levi, I think Roshna Mishnah even is. He's malve mois to a koyen and a levi and an oni. Liois mafresh alein. That for the coming months, when he's mafresh, trumas and maestros, his trumas and maestros should be such that they cover a loan that he's already given to an oni. The Mishnah says that works, and the deal is fine. Now, if you can imagine, the case of the Mishnah is very clear. He is telling the Oni that he is lending him money. This is a loan. And how am I going to be paying you back? How are you going to pay me back the loan? you don't need to pay me back the loan. I've got my own way of sorting this out with you. As my tevuah comes in, we're talking about tevel will come in, and I'm going to have a chiyuv hafrosha as trumas and maestras. I can't eat the stuff until I take trumas and maestras. I'll take the truma, and I'm not going to be able to do too much with it, but I'll be able to sell it to other kohenim for a small amount of money, and I'll pocket that money as payment for your loan. I'll do the same thing with my maestras, and I'll make more money off that because that can be eaten by anyone. And what will I do with the Maisa Ani? I'll pocket that also on your behalf. Now the Gemara has a problem with this. The Gemara doesn't find it so easy to deal with this. Why is that? Because there's a mitzvah to do with the truma that you're mafresh, there's a mitzvah to do with the Maisa that you're mafresh, and there's a mitzvah to do with the Maisa Ani that you're mafresh. What have you got to do with it? You've actually, besides being mafresh, you've got to go ahead and do a mitzvah nesina. You've got to go and give it. And if you don't give it, you've been mevatel that mitzvah. How could we have made this arrangement in advance, which sounds like it's getting around mitzvahs nesina? And the Gemara comes up, it's amazing, with three different mahalchim for how it works. One of the ways is, because as Mara calls it makire kahuna, I'm used to giving to this particular kayan, there is a kinyan automatically to that kayan, to that lady, to that oni, and I've got it back from him already. The Gemara then goes on to the third mahalach the Gemara says later on is that the Chazal themselves got involved over here to make it easier. To make it easier for those who are looking to help out the Aniyim in the first place, the middle mahalach is that you actually need to make a kinyan. You need to be mezakeloi alidei acher. So let's just talk about that sugya for a minute. How do we pass in the olden days in relation to real trumas and maestras? Would you need to make a kinyan to call someone over and say, here's my trumas and maestras, be zoiche in it on behalf of the Ani who owes me money? So it sounds like from some of the paskim that we would need to be choshesh for the mitzvah d'oraisa of nesina strumas ha'maisa, so you're going to have to make a kinyan with someone. And you can't get away with doing your mitzvah nesina strumas ha'maisa without having someone else come. So the Noyeb Yehuda takes that sugya and says that what we're doing in relation to borrowing in advance from your Maisa Cheshvan is we're adopting that system for our purposes. And what we're doing, we're loaning him money. Let's just talk about a very clear case of a loan. We're loaning him money, and he's going to pay me back, how? From the Maisa that I'm going to give next year. Now let's take a step back for a second and say, next year, when I need to give my Maisa, do I need to go through that rigmarole of having a neighbor come round and I mafresh the money, I get the neighbor to be zoich in the money on behalf of the Oni, and only then can I say that pays back for his loan from last year? Or is it enough, like Rabbi Yossi said, the third chat of the Gemara over there, that also is she'ena zoiche kazoiche, and I've got money to give him, it goes to him and he goes it back, and I don't know anything about it, it just happened by itself. The Noda Bihuda lehalacha says the following. The Shach was machmir, and the Shach does not let you get away with this story without being mezaka alidei acher. Now, the Behuda's Mekel calls it a sofik in mitzvahs maisa ksofim, which is only a drabbanon, so it's fine, you don't need to bring someone else along. But remember, we haven't really got past the main obstacle over here, because all we're talking about is a real loan. A real loan, the guy sat on the other end of the table, you've loaned him money, and he's going to be paying back to you through the matnos aniyim, which you're going to be giving to him, theoretically, according to the Noda Yehuda. Maybe the Shach says you've got to actually get someone to make a kinyan for you. How are we going to get around the case where it's not comfortable to you doing it, to sit him down and tell him, this is really a loan, and you're just not going to need to pay me back? Or, even cases that Chavetz Chaim was talking about, where he'd never intended in the first place for it to be a loan. At the time, he just gave it stam as tzedakah. Does that work that you're able to be menakeh back? Or, I mean, the way we're presenting it, that the sugya is talking very clearly only about an actual loan. How can we go and jump so far back? So the truth is, Noda Yehuda had a really hard time explaining it. And the way he says it, you know, his starting point is that it should not be okay. And when the Chafetz Chaim, we said before, there's Yesh Machmirim, the Achronim can't find the Machmirim actually anywhere. But the whole way the Noda Yehuda approached this sugya sounds like he didn't really like what's going on. To assume, and that's what we want to do over here, to assume retrospectively that really all the time it was just a loan to that Ani. And let's think about what that loan is over the course of that loan. In the year Tafshin Ayin Vav, I gave an Ani £100. £50 of it is Maisa that I owed from that year. And £50 of it is next year's Maisa. What's happened during that year? Says the Noda Yehuda, during that year he's been borrowing the money from me. What happens if he goes and becomes an Oshir during the year? He's made his million, and now I can't give him Maisa. I can't give him Maisa now. I can't be Mekayim my mitzvah of Nesinas Maisa in the year Tafshin Ayin Zayin with a £50. Says the Noda Yehuda, he doesn't.
He doesn't have to.
He doesn't have to. He brings from the Shach that is absolutely, he's going to have no chiyuv because at the time he was an Oni. But what comes out from the Noda Yehuda is the following. Really, when you set off this loan initially, you're taking a bit of a gamble. You're giving it to him on the one hand, it's going to be yours, because even if you become an Oni, I know, even if you become an Osher, you're going to be able to keep it, because I'm not going to be able to claim it back from you. On the other hand, you know that there's a good chance that he won't become an Osher, and I will be able to knock it off next year's Maisa. There's another thing that might happen during the year. What happens if he's Nifta? The Yorshim? So the Paschim discuss, does the fact that the Yerushim are Aniyim, would that mean that they can be instead of their father and paying up the father's loan? The Noda Yehuda's psak, Lemaisa, was that in his particular case, there was a Shas Adchak, where otherwise his own daughter's not going to be able to get married off because he's going to have to be paying back his old Maisa debts, so we can rely on him. But he was very, very Mesupik about it, and he really wanted to treat it as both becoming an Osher and Meis Ha'oni, both cases, there's going to be no way of him accessing that money to pay off next year's loan. But what the Noda Yehuda does, therefore, is it says that essentially you're almost giving this money to the Oni. Because of the Chumras, because of the way we're looking at it, that at the end of the day he is taking a gamble. And towards the end of next year, he's going to be sitting on Tentoks. Is the guy still alive? Is the guy still an Osher? An Oni, sorry. Because of that, he's actually gained a certain aspect of kula in his whole look on the shaila, because he's treating it as an absolute matana. He's treating it as he's gambling with that money. Because of that, the Noda Yehuda says that maybe it would work even without having that discussion with the Oni. Because we don't need the Oni to be paying back, why do you need the discussion with the Oni on the other side of the table? Because I can't force you to pay me money back without you agreeing. But if he's anyway not going to be paying me back, and there's going to be cases where he's taka not going to pay back, not even the Maisa is going to get paid back to me, so I don't need your agreement on the other side of the table. If so, what do you say? So that, how are we going to do the Nesina next year? We're going to paskan the Asus She'ena Zoicha Kazoicha, Chazal get involved, and they make the Kenyonim for me where I can't see them happening. As I said, the Shach wants a paskan the Chumra that you're going to have to get someone to make the Kenyonim for you. And that, Lechaira, wouldn't work, Lefi the Shach, it wouldn't work to have it all happening automatically and just retrospectively for last year, 100%. No, we heard us having to paskan this based on his kula, that we can rely on Asa Shein Zoicha Kazoicha. But what comes out is a very important thing that people don't realize when they are using last year's extra Maisa as Cheshbon for next year's Cheshbon, to pay off next year's Cheshbon, they have to realize that the cause has to still be a valid cause. Halacha LeMaisa, they're going to need to make sure that this person hasn't become an Oli. It's going to be a rare case, practically speaking, because if we think about it, when you lay out to 30, 40, over the course of the year, how many aniyim do you lay out to? Are you going to be able to put your finger on which ones of those aniyim are the ones which you gave the extra money to and maybe they became an osher? No. So you gave to a fund called Your Recipients. And Your Recipients fund is still, the average of Klal Yisrael is that they're still aniyim. But if you did take on a particular case as your project, and you laid out 2 years of Maaser in advance, and during the year, Baruch Hashem, the grace of Simcha, the guy became an Osher, you're going to have a serious shaila as to whether you've got to give Maaser in the second year, although you've given it in the previous year. It's not a magic that you have credit for the from 1 year for the next year. What it does mean, though, is that something the Poskim learned from this Nodi Yehuda, and Rav Padva wrote about it, says the following. The Nodi Yehuda had a hard time agreeing that this should work. Why did he have a hard time agreeing that it should work? He's sort of literally squeezing the sugya out to find it. He says, that's all because in the olden days, all tzedakah funds locally were channeled by a gabbit tzedakah. And the gabbit tzedakah wasn't just someone who was very responsible for tzedakah and did a lot of it. He had halachas, there are halachas pertaining to a gabbit tzedakah. Now that, when there is a gabbit tzedakah in a system of gaboy tzedakah in Klal Yisrael, we as the general tzibur, become less, we get treated with less trust in relation to our own tzedakah. I suppose not that they trust us less, but there's someone who they trust more. So the Torah wants, and Halacha wants, all these decisions to be made by the gabbai tzedakah. In the tkufa, where there was gaboy tzedakah in force, there it was harder for me to be judging who would get my Mois Maisa. So let's think about what's happening. In the second year, he has Mois Maisa. Where's that Mois Maisa? Well, it's sort of theoretical. He's got to think about the fact that really he's being mafreshit. And what's he doing with it once he's being mafreshit? He's paying back last year's chayiv. He says, if there's a gabbai tzedakah around, Hilchos gabbai tzedakah would be kaveya, that the gabbai should be deciding who gets that maisa. You're right, you laid out last year, but maybe there's some bigger need this year. Give it to the gabbai, and he's going to decide then. He doesn't have to fill last year's pocket money loss for you. Nowadays, where that whole system is out of play, says Rav Padva, we become the dayan, we become the judge on how to spend our own Maisa money. And we can decide that if I opened in Toshin Ayin Vav a tzedakah fund called Family Levi, and it hasn't yet been replenished, it hasn't yet been filled, because I laid out for it, so I'm the gabbai tzedakah, I can decide to keep on filling that fund. The achronim's problem, says Rav Padva, was only in those days where the gabbai tzedakah system was in force. And nowadays, even Chafetz Chaim, he wants to suggest, would have viewed it much more ideal and much more lechatzchila that we can be giving out in credit. But remember, it's only if the cause is still valid and still around. One last thought on the inyan of this gabbai tzedakah, and that is the poskim treat the gabbai tzedakah with tremendous chumrah, and they're seen as they've got to be kichanali ben tradyon, but you know, there's tremendous stringency and achrayas placed on the gabbai tzedakah. But what we don't realize, though, also, and I saw this written, is that us ourselves, when we have an Oni standing in front of us, actually we become Dayanim. Will this person have the money? Will he not? What we're doing is very much as in the Din Torah situation. We've got to decide, is he Chayav or is he Pata? We're deciding, is he tricking me? Then I don't need to give him. Is he genuine? I do need to give him. What are his needs? Is he going to get them from someone else? An Oni who's Mechazer al Apsochim gets less from each person. Maybe he's not Mechazer al Apsochim. Maybe he's just come to me because he can't go to anyone else. Me, he feels comfortable with. And therefore, I've got to give him a lot more. The Achrayas is Mutal on the Tzibur to be somewhat careful about how we give out our Kaspei Tzedakah. Kol Tzibur. Klan Rekash Omer.
You've only just...